God is, man, I love missions. A church that is not a mission-minded church will be a missing church on a mission field. And one of the main reasons I just have such a heart started Missions Cafe, and, you know, I'm really believing that, I don't know what God's going to do all that, but I would love for that to be public somewhere, where we could sponsor, people come in off the street, have coffee, and sponsor missions around the world. So wouldn't that be awesome? Amen. Praise the Lord. Wouldn't that be awesome? Amen. And praise God. And I'm so thankful. Thank you, guys. Thank you for taking your time and for going and for sharing and for having the heart of Jesus, you know. And I'm just so thankful to see you grow. And Chris and Amy, just to see what God's doing in your lives is just wonderful. Hallelujah. So now I've got about another 2 hours that we can just minister here, but I want to give you a little more word this morning. You got a lot of word, but I want to give you a little more, so I won't keep you long, I promise, but I want you to stand this morning, and you know, Lord laid some things on my heart, so I just want to share with you. That's good. Let's give the Lord another good hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to a familiar scripture this morning, Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Look at this. Praise God. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's say that together. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning and let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around, give somebody a high five and say, how's your faith doing today? Praise the Lord. Amen. Lord, you are so good. Wow. There is a vast difference between performance-based Christianity and faith-based Christianity. You know, so many people today are caught up still in this performance thing. They're trying to get God to move. They're trying to you know, please God. And they don't really understand that God's already pleased with them. Hello? He's pleased with you this morning. Do you realize that? God, in fact, the Bible says God sings over you today. Amen. He's so pleased with you. He loves you so much. But it's so easy for us at times, because we are human and we're in this natural body. We have this earth suit, that we want to get into this performance mode ourselves, especially when we get under pressure. Amen. It's like, what can I do to fix it? Do I have anybody that have the attitude of what can I do to fix it here? Come on, somebody. You know, I get a lot like that. I'm like, what can I do to fix this? Amen. I want to be able to fix this. What can I do? And if I'm not careful, I'll find myself in a performance mode, even with God, instead of allowing faith to operate in my life and do what faith does. Amen. I want you to know, faith is not yesterday, it's now. You need faith operating in your life now. Amen. Faith is now. Faith is substance. It's tangible. Amen? Faith is substance. It's tangible. What is it tangible? It's the tangible things we are hoping for. We don't see it yet, but our faith shows it. We don't see it yet, but our faith shows it. Come on, somebody. Amen? So we've got to be careful that we don't get caught into the performance, but we're caught in the finished work of Jesus. When he says it's done, it is done. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:7. What does it say? 2 Corinthians 5:7. Look at this. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk how? We walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. We walk in this faith element. Amen. We are in faith. We walk by faith. Amen. Faith is operating in our life. We possess faith. We have the faith of God. Amen. And so it is God faith within us operating, not walking by our senses, as Holly talked about, not walking by what we see, what we feel, what we hear, you know, amen. But no, we walk by faith and receive what grace has provided. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to what? It is impossible to please God. So we know that faith is pleasing to God. Amen? Come on. Amen. Faith is pleasing to God. So we walk in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. I don't know about you, but I want to please the Lord. How about you? And the way I please the Lord is when I'm walking in faith, not in my feelings. Not in my responses. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Not when I'm feeling bad, not when I'm feeling good. None of that matters because, you know, I don't go by my feelings. I go by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't respond according to my feelings. I respond according to faith. I'm going somewhere this morning, so hang in there with me a little bit, all right? Romans 10:8-10. Most of us know this scripture. We can confess this scripture. We can profess it, amen, but it's so good. But you are not in the flesh. Turn to somebody and say, you're not in the flesh. Isn't that a good news this morning? Praise God, man, I love that. Paul wrote the Romans and said, you're not in the flesh, amen? You're not a carnal thinker. You're not responding out of the flesh, Romans. Christians, believers this morning, we're not responding out of the flesh. We're responding out of faith to circumstances. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. That's where you are, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. We respond out of the Spirit, out of faith, not out of the flesh. Next verse, amen. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Righteousness is what makes us alive in Jesus Christ. God sees us as righteous now in Christ Jesus. Go Romans 10:8-10. Praise the Lord. Romans 10:8-10. Hang on with me. Where are we righteous at? We are righteous where? In Christ Jesus. How are we righteous? We are righteous by faith in Christ's finished work. Y'all still with me this morning? But what does it say? The word is near you. In your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Faith is not out there somewhere. Faith is right here and right here. Faith is in our mouth in what we say, and it's in our heart what we believe. Faith is always speaking. Faith is speaking what God says about it and not what man's opinion says about it. Woo! Next verse. Thank you, Bobby. It is. That if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. Saved. Saved. Praise the Lord. Next verse. For with the heart one believes into righteousness. Everybody say righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we believe in our heart we're made righteous, and we confess it with our mouth. So faith is always confessing what God has done. Romans 12:3 says every one of us has been given the measure of faith. All of us have the same amount of faith operating in our lives if we allow it to, right? Amen? Hallelujah. Listen to me. We don't have to toil endlessly to earn God's blessings. We don't have to toil and work and stress and sweat to try to earn God's blessings. God's blessings has already been provided for us through the cross of Jesus Christ. Look at Galatians chapter 2, verses 16. Galatians 2:16, then we're going to drop down 20:21. I'm trying to hurry, but help me slow down, Lord. Amen. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, how are we justified then? We're not justified by the works of the law, by trying to live up to the law or trying to live out of the law. We're not justified that way. We're justified by faith in Jesus Christ, even when we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. Turn to somebody and say, you just can't earn this thing. You can't earn it. The only way you can receive it is just believe it. And when you believe it, you receive the whole enchilada. Amen. Look at verse 20. Drop down to verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Drop down, if you will, to verse 21. Amen. Next verse. I do not set aside. Can you put this up in the New Living? Amen. Praise the Lord. I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. Guys, if we're trying to get things through our self-effort, we're treating God's grace meaningless. God's grace is the provision that we have received through Jesus Christ, and faith is what takes the provision that we have received. For if keeping the law can make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. We don't frustrate the grace of God. Amen? Hallelujah. How do you not frustrate God's grace? How do you not treat it meaningless? By walking in our faith, not in our sight. That's good stuff, Pastor. Hallelujah. Our performance is not needed in order to be justified. Jesus has already justified us. Our faith takes what has already been appropriated. Amen. Our efforts to add to what Jesus has done frustrates the grace of God. Our efforts to add to what Jesus has done frustrates the grace of God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Regardless of what it seems like in the physical realm, we're always winning in Christ. Regardless of what you might see or feel or hear, I want to tell you, we're always winning in Christ. 1 John 5:4. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. If when you're walking in your faith, you're always winning. When you're walking in the flesh, you're always defeated. But when you're walking in the faith, you're always maintaining the victory. Amen? You're not trying to get the victory. You're just maintaining the victory that's already been got because you're walking in faith. Oh, come on. This is good stuff. Amen? Y'all hear what I'm saying this morning? Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Look what Jesus said. Let's put up the New Living Translation, John 6:29. John 6:29. Look at the work that we're supposed to do. New Living, John 6:29, NLT. Let's put this up. Look at this. Jesus told them, this is the only work God wants from you. The only work. The only stress, the only strain, the only thing God wants from us. What is it? Believe in the one he has sent. Turn to somebody and say one thing. What happens, guys, is when we get in our faith walk, and we're walking in faith, we use faith a lot of times to believe for all these things out there. You know, God really wants you to believe for one thing. Do you realize that? Amen. A lot of times people get out there and go, I'm believing for my healing. That's a good thing. Amen. But healing's already been provided for. I'm believing to be prosperous. I'm using my faith. I'm going to be prosperous. I'm believing. Oh, I'm going to be. Hallelujah. I'm believing. Well, prosperity has already been provided for. I'm believing for peace. Oh, I need peace. Thank you. I need peace. Oh, God. Peace has already been provided for. Lord, I'm so lonely. I need love. What's love got to do with it? Lord, I need love. I'm so low, God. I'm believing for love. Send me a man with a tan and a Bible in his hand. Oh, help us, Lord. You know what? Oh, Lord, help me. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. Turn to somebody and say, pray for Pastor right now. Amen. Praise God. There's only one thing that God really wants us to do and believe for. Would you go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 1? We're going to go down through this quickly. Man, I wish I had all day to teach on this, but I don't. So here we go. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who's put a spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. Paul preached the finished work of Jesus. That's what he preached, amen? Go on down, next verse, amen? Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. That's how we receive everything. Amen? Simply by believing the message we've heard. Y'all still with me? Next verse. Go on down. How foolish can you be after starting your Christian lives in the Spirit? Why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human efforts? Turn to somebody and say, stop it, stupid. No. Don't quit trying to be something that God's already made you. God's already made you perfect. You're already perfect in your spirit. Stop trying, amen, and start believing that God, I am who you say I am. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I am an overcomer. I am blessed. I am healed. Amen. I am prosperous, Lord. Amen. Stop it. Go on. This is such a good translation. I love it. Have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it was not in vain, was it? Surely. Next verse. I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It's because you believe the message you heard about Jesus, the finished work of Christ. That's where all these wonderful things of God operate and come in. Next verse. Amen. In the same way, Abraham believed God. He goes back to the patriarch Abraham. Amen. Abraham was before the law. God showed grace unto Abraham, and Abraham believed God, and it counted him as righteous because of his faith. Abraham believed God, it counted to him as righteous because of his faith, and the Bible says Abraham was so blessed. Amen. Next verse. Why? Because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. Do I have any real children of Abraham out here this morning? Amen? Because you put your faith in God. Hallelujah. Next verse. What more? The Scriptures look forward to this time when God would declare the Gentiles to be righteous because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed through you. Turn to someone and say, that includes you. All nations will be blessed. We're blessed through him. Next verse. Amen. So all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. All of us receive the same blessing that Abraham has because of his faith. All of us have received all of the things that God has provided through grace, through Jesus, by faith. Turn to somebody and say, not scattered faith. Your faith doesn't need to be scattered here, there, and everywhere to receive all that God has for you. Look at James 1:1-7-8. Hallelujah. Woo! Back up to verse 6. Amen. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person who is divided loyalty is an unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Turn to somebody this morning and say, you know what? It's time to just allow your faith to be single. Allow your faith to be single. Amen. Listen, we don't have to use our faith for this, that, and that if we know everything this, that, and that has already been provided for. There's only one thing that we need to declare and believe, because everything hinges on the one thing that we declare and believe. Because when we declare and believe the one thing and continue declaring and believing the one thing, then everything else lines up to the one thing that we're declaring and believing. Whew. Turn to somebody and say, Pastor's going to simplify this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. James says, don't believe. He says, but when you ask him, be sure your faith is in God alone. Don't be like a person who's tossed on a wave here and there, blown by the wind. So many Christians are just blown by the wind. Amen. Next verse. Hallelujah. Such people should not expect to receive what? Anything from the Lord. Next verse. Amen. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. Folks, God didn't want us to be unstable Christians. God wants us to be strong in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not about just believing for that or for that. It's really believing for one thing. What do you mean, Pastor? Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God above all. And I like to put up the King James, I like it a little better, and live righteously. Well, how do we do that? Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How was Abraham declared righteous? Abraham was declared righteous how? Abraham was declared righteous by believing, by his faith. Amen. And because Abraham was declared righteous by his faith, then everything else was provided for Abraham through the faith that he believed he was righteous. Oh, y'all hear what I'm saying? Because he believed that he was righteous, then everything else fell in line because he believed that he was righteous. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and some of these things will be added to you. Y'all didn't hear what I'm saying. A few of these things will be added to you. What? Oh, all. Let me read that again. And all these things, what things? My healing, prosperity, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, overcoming, amen. Praise God, walking in the Spirit every day, knowing that God has favors on my life every day, knowing that I am the favorite of the Lord every day, knowing that I'm an overcomer every day, knowing that I am the healed of the Lord every day, know that I don't have a blue day, I do have heaven on earth every day. How do I know that? Because I believe that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and by placing me in that position through my faith, then all those things are added to me. Hallelujah. So when I get up in the morning, the greatest thing that I can declare out of my mouth is that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because if I believe I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, then God cannot hold any good thing from me. Woo! Turn to somebody, hey, he's really preaching to you right now. Amen. But what happens, we get our faith scattered all over the place. Only thing you need to believe is I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus today, and start confessing that out of your mouth. Hallelujah. And when you do, sozo, everything of salvation is already provided for you. You just take it. Because here's the thing. The number one, what does the enemy fight? What does the enemy do? What does he try to get you off of? He tries to get you off of believing that you are right with God. Because he knows if he can convince you and condemn you and tell you that you're not right with God, then all these things he has will not come to you. all the good things that God has. Because you start condemning yourself. Well, I'm not doing good enough. I'm not praying long enough. Oh, I'm not praying hard enough. I'm not believing hard enough. If I believed a little bit harder, Lord, then the enemy starts condemning you. His number one job is to condemn the brethren. Why does he want to condemn you? That you're not right with God. Because he knows if you're convinced of your righteousness with God, then God can't hold any of the promises back. They're all yours in Christ Jesus. That's why Jesus put up this verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. When you're walking in the grace of God, man, grace is so powerful and so available and so awesome in our life. And when we're walking in the understanding of God's unconditional love and grace for us, it makes you right with God. Amen. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. What's the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith. When we're walking in that attitude that I am the righteousness of God, and that is my number one confession, it puts me in the line to overcome every obstacle I face. Whoa, bring it on. What's up? Instead of, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, if I just get through this, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Lord, if... Oh, man. Hallelujah. Can somebody give me just 5 more minutes. Can somebody do that this morning? 5 more minutes. Amen. Second Timothy 3:12. Second Timothy 3:12. Look at this. What did Paul tell Timothy? Yea, and all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall what? Turn to somebody and say, you're going to go through some things. You're going to go through some difficult things. Persecution. It didn't say that we're going to go through, you know, what? Badness, bad, no, persecution. Look what Jesus said. Turn to John 16:33. Hallelujah. Woo! Y'all get anything out of this so far? Hang in there with me. John, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have what? In me you might have, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why? If he overcame, you're already overcome. Amen? If he's victorious, you're already victorious. Why? Because the big thing, man, the whole thing was sin and condemnation. But when you know that you're righteous and free from sin and condemnation, have no power over you any longer, then all these other things, you walk in the victory of God. Oh, my gosh. He is preaching so good to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, man. 2 Kings 4:19. How many ever heard the Shuhamite woman in Elisha? Anybody heard the story? 2 Kings 4:19. God promised her a son. His son was out in the field, and look what happened. And he said unto his father, my head, and he said to a lad, carry him to his mother, right? Next verse. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. Then died. Right then, most of us, our carnality would have taken over, and that would have been it. We'd have buried that kid. We'd mourned and cried. Next verse. Look at the verse. Amen. And she went up and laid him on the bed, and the man of God shut the door upon him and went out. Next verse. Amen. And she called to her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God and come again. Next verse. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? Is it neither new moon nor Sabbath? And she said, she wasn't concerned about the new moon, the Sabbath, the month. Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever's going on, whatever holiday, whatever festival. She wasn't concerned about it. Only thing she knew is her faith, and her faith said, it shall be well. Next verse. Go on down and say, I want to show you this. They sell an ass, and she said to her servant, drive and go forth, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. Next verse. So she said and came unto the man of God in Mount Carmel. I love Mount Carmel, by the way. It's one of my favorite places in Israel. Let's all go. I think we need to go. Amen. They got the greatest falafels down at the bottom of Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her far off that he said, Gehazi, thy servant, behold yonder the Shulamite. Next verse. Amen. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered and said, no. It's terrible. No, she responded out of faith. It is well. Folks, I want to challenge you this morning. Start responding out of your faith. Start responding out of the finished work of Jesus. You can go on and read the story how the man of God came up, laid himself on the child. The child sneezed 7 times and got up. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, when we're responding out of faith, faith is active in our lives, and we activate it through the Spirit of God. Amen. And we activate it knowing that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because no devil can come up against God's righteousness in you. Amen. And you start declaring who you are, believing that who you are, knowing that's who you are, walking like that's who you are, talking like that's who you are. Don't hang your head down. Lift your head up. Hallelujah. And say, God's favor's on me today because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I overcome everything that I face because Jesus is in me and with me. Woo! Amen. Come on, stand this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Amen. Man, as the Lord was just downloading this, you know, God downloads in us. I mean, you know, we're kind of a computer. God was just downloading this, and I got thinking about all the things that get scattered in our life and what we're trying to believe for this and believe for that and believe for that. And God directed me and said, no, you need to start believing for one thing. You need to start confessing just one thing. You start knowing this one thing. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Then everything else just follows that. When you know that, you put a whooping on the devil's head, man. Mm-hmm. But you got to start knowing it. Don't let religion put stuff on you. Get a fast from that thing. Break free from religion. Man, don't let your past put stuff on you for your present. Don't let other people put stuff on you or label you, amen. You know who you are in Christ Jesus. People will label you, man. Don't allow that to happen. Amen. Praise God. Is our prayer team here this morning? I want you, prayer team, to come up front this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give them a good hand. Give them a good hand. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, ladies, at the end of my sermons anymore, just make your way up here. I think it's better to have you up here than just over there in the room sometimes. Because you know what? We just want to get real with God. And I want to tell you, some of you have been walking under condemnation and guilt. And it's no shame. It's no shame. Amen. God loves you. And sometimes we can just fall into that so easy. We can fall into that, but God says, no, we're free today. Amen. And it doesn't matter if you're in that area or if you need prayer or if you need believing for your healing this morning, whatever it might be, I want to tell you, this team's here to pray for you and agree with you. So we're going to make some confessions, and if you'd like to come up and just receive this morning, maybe it's something you just need some agreement for. You know what? There's power in the place of agreement. Amen. And when they agree with you, I'm expecting God to release life in that situation. Amen. And see freedom in your life. Raise your hands high this morning. Let's confess something. Confess with me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, everything Abraham had is mine by faith. I receive it. I receive my healing. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I receive peace. I receive joy. I receive the love of God. My eyes are open. My ears are open. I'm strong. I am not weak. I am not feeble. Every organ in my life, in my body, functions 100% capacity. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for your love for me, for the righteousness I have today. I'm an overcomer. Every day, I overcome. Every day, I'm victorious because of Jesus in me today. Wow, hallelujah. Give God some praise. Amen. Listen, if you need this team to agree with you this morning, come up, let them lay hands on you, let them agree with you. Praise God, no matter what you're going through, they're here to pray for you today. Turn around to five people and tell them, I'm victorious, how about you? Amen.